In Scotland I was born and bred. In Scotland I was dwelling. I fell in love with a pretty fair maid, and her name was Barbara Allen. I courted her for 7 long years, till I could court no longer. I feel sick and very sick, and sent for Barbara Allen.
It was one day in the month of May, when the flowers they was blooming, and Johnny on his sickbed lay, for the sake of Barbara Allen. And slowly, slowly she came up, and slowly she came nigh him. And all she said, whene'er she came, "Young man, I think you're dying."
"A dying man, don't say I am. When one kiss from you will cure me, one kiss from me you never shall have. Well, your poor heart lie breaking, breaking, well, your false heart lie breaking. Last Saturday night, you know very well, sweet ale that you were drinking, you drink your health to always there, but not to Barbara Allen, Allen, but not to Barbara Allen."
"Oh, mother dear, by my bedside, you'll see a basin standing, with all the tears that I have shed, give them to Barbara Allen, Allen, Allen. Give them to Barbara Allen. Oh, mother dear, by my bedside, you'll see a waistcoat hanging, with my gold watch and my gold chain. Give them to Barbara Allen, Allen, Allen. Give them to Barbara Allen."
He turned his face onto the wall, in the bed where he was lying. He bid adieu to the ladies all, and woe false Mary Ellen. And woe false Mary Ellen, he bid adieu to the ladies all, and woe false Mary Ellen. As she was standing in her father's door, she heard the dead bell tolling, and every toll the dead bell give, hard-hearted Mary Ellen. Hard-hearted Mary Ellen, and every toll the dead bell give, hard-hearted Mary Ellen. As she looked over her right shoulder, she saw the funeral coming. Live down his corpse," she says, "until I gaze upon him. Until I gaze upon him. Live down his corpse," she says, "until I gaze upon him." The more she gazed, the more she laughed, the more she slighted on him, until her friends cried out for shame, hard-hearted Mary Ellen.
When he was dead and laid in grave, her heart was struck with sorrow. "Oh, mother, mother, make my bed, for I shall die tomorrow." She on her deathbed as she lay, begged to be buried by him, and so repented of that day that she did e'er deny him. "Farewell," she cried, "ye virgins all, and shun the fault I fell in.
henceforth take warning by the fate of cruel Barbara Helen.